Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1170, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachos of Shinoi Makom. And in the writing, it's shir number 322. Okay, so we're talking about a sukkah. One has a sukkah outdoors. How would that work in reference to Shinoi Makom? Now, in a case in time, sometimes people do have a sukkah built into the house. Sometimes, you know, with a open roof, how that works, we're not going to get into it. But Lamaisa, as far as Shinoi Makom goes, that would have a din of another room, just any other room in the house, and those halachas would apply over there. But if somebody has a sukkah outdoors, now let's say, so we said if it's detached, fine. So we spoke about that. What about if it's connected to the door and it's mamish right up against the house? Many times people have a sukkah, it's mamish right outside, right up against the either attached to the door or like mamish right up against the wall of the house, is connected to the door of the house and so on. It doesn't dafka have to be connected, but it's mamish part of the house. Sometimes it uses the house as one of the walls also. So then it will be considered like going also from room to room. Sometimes the wall of the house, like we said, serves as the fourth wall of the sukkah, right? When the sukkah is right up against the wall and so on. So then the same halachas would apply as a room to room in a case in time like that. Although l'chatchila, initially, one should not go there while eating, right? But if one did, in other words, as far as changing locations, we're talking about again Shahakol and Hoadoma, right? And somebody wants to go either inside or outside. But in the case in time when one did, so then again, although lechatchila initially one should not go out, change places. But while they're eating in those cases, unless of course again if they washed or ate mezonos or so, and then the shina makam does not apply. You have to bench in the place where you finished, or even make halamichi in the place where you finished. But as far as the shina makam shahakol or etzu adama would not apply over there. But if it's a case of Shahakol or Adama or Ho'eitz, then one lechatchila should be careful not to change places. It's just like by the halachas of room to room, it would be okay if they had kavana, right? We're talking about a case in time where one did not have kavana. That's all of the evit. But if they, as long as they had kavana, so then it's lechatchila, right? So just like by the halachas of room to room, it's fine as far as kavana goes. Somebody had kavana to change, so then lechatchila, that's good. So when they made the original bracha, and the same thing would apply over here. Okay. So I mean, lechayir, what it sounds like, the way they bring it down, this case, when it's connected to the door, like, in other words, the door opens up right into the sukkah, basically. It's still outside in the yard. It's not like on a porch or something like that. But it's moment you go right out the door, right into the sukkah. There's no space in between. That's the point over here, that is connected to the door, right, of the house. And you're walking right in. It's just basically another room. Now, just something to keep in mind in all cases, which we've spoken about in the past also, if the place to which one normally goes during a meal, in conjunction with room to room anytime, even in the house itself, is a place that a person usually goes. In other words, if when they're changing the place while they're eating, the Shahakol Eitu Adama is a place that they normally go to while they're eating, you know, like, for example, the kitchen or the bathroom, right? We've spoken about this in the past, and it's not considered Shinoi Makom. It's as though one had automatic intent when one changes places in that case. In other words, even if they didn't have it in mind, but it's a place that whenever I eat, I go into the kitchen, I go out of the kitchen, I go sometimes to the bathroom, right? These type of things. So then that would also be have a halach as though they had kavana to change locations. That's ragel pekach. It's a very important thing when it comes to hilchos brachos. We've spoken about it in the past, various different things also. A quick reminder, if somebody's eating something and they have something else in mind, and they always eat, let's say, whatever, after my coffee, I always have a drink of water. Right, something along those lines, and I drank the coffee and I didn't have in mind the water and it was not in front of me and so on. But if it's something I always do, I'm always drinking a cup of water right after my coffee. So even though it's not in front of me, but it's ragel bekach, something that I always do, right? So then it's automatically covered by my shahakal. It's as though I had it in mind. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, that ragel bekach many times, or most of the time, will be as though one actually had kavana. So therefore, so then when changing from room to room, it's a place where one often goes, and it's considered as though they had specific intention to go to that place when they made the original bracha, if it is such a place like that. Okay, so that's today's shir. Just real quickly to mention, these halachas are brought down in the halachas of brachas, Rabbi Weisfeld from Eretz Yisrael, page 40. So that's how he brings it down. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha.